Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. Commitments to Youth Empowerment. 25 Key Questions on the SLPP's 2018 Manifesto. By the Sierra Leone Live Team. Welcome to our 25-question survey based on the New Direction 2018 Manifesto of Sierra Leone's SLPP. This survey is designed specifically to engage and empower you, the citizens of Sierra Leone, in assessing the performance of the government over the past 5 years. Each question focuses on a specific promise made in the 2018 manifesto, focusing primarily on youth empowerment. We encourage you to answer these yes or no type questions based on your knowledge and observation. Your active participation and informed responses will give us all a clearer understanding of the SLPP's performance against its commitments. Remember, your participation is not just about holding the government accountable. It's also about being an active and informed participant in our democracy and shaping the future of our country. Technical and Vocational Education and Training, TVET. Manifesto quote, "The objective of TVET is to provide technical skills to youth in areas relevant to the job market as prescribed under the section on education and training." Was the objective of TVET achieved? Were technical skills provided to the youth? National Youth Scheme. Manifesto quote, "Review the current design of the National Youth Service and support its implementation." Was the National Youth Service reviewed and supported? Were internships promoted to enhance the capacity of graduates? Was a public-private partnership promoted in the redesign and implementation of the scheme? Economic Empowerment. Manifesto quote, "Establish a special youth empowerment fund to support youth engaged in small and medium-scale entrepreneurial ventures." Was a special youth empowerment fund established? Were youth engagements in agriculture promoted through direct support? Public Works. Manifesto quote, "The SLPP government will increase investment in housing and public works to create jobs for youth." Was there an increase in investment in housing and public works? Were youth trained in using local materials and technology for housing construction? Was a national program for housing and urban renewal implemented? Music and Performing Arts. Manifesto quote, "Review and enforce the copyright laws." Were copyright laws reviewed and enforced? Were standards for the promotion of music and performing arts established? Were institutions and training at the vocational and university levels in music, film, and video production established? Sports. Manifesto quote, "The SLPP government will review the policy and legal environment for sports development." Was the policy and legal environment for sports development reviewed? Was budgetary support for sporting activities increased? Was a sports development fund established? Was a comprehensive capacity building program for all sporting disciplines developed and implemented? Were school and community sporting activities reactivated? Was national competition for all sporting activities recommenced? Were sports academies established and facilities for sports development and recreation provided around the country? Were the administrative, technical, and support services for sports developed? Were standard stadium facilities built in all regions and Western Rural? Economy and private sector development. Manifesto quote, "Everything will be done to improve the competitiveness of the economy and create the enabling environment for the private sector to invest in the country and take part fully in its development." Were efforts made to improve the competitiveness of the economy? Was an enabling environment created for the private sector to invest in the country? Were initiatives undertaken to facilitate the full participation of the private sector in the country's development? We would like to express our deepest gratitude for your involvement in this important exercise. Your time, engagement, and thoughtful responses are valuable and appreciated. Together, we are working towards a better understanding of our government's performance and fostering a stronger and more accountable democracy. Thank you for taking a step forward in shaping Sierra Leone's future. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Is your organization looking for ways to communicate its most important messages to Sierra Leoneans worldwide? Please send us a message by using our Contact Us form, and feel free to share this and any other audio on our site on your social media channels. Sierra Leone Live. Linking Sierra Leoneans around the world since 1999.